It's time again to find out what Ed has said.
What scares me the most? Well, gee, I don't know how to pick just one thing. Truth is, I'm a huge scaredy cat, which is funny considering just how big I am. I'm an absolute unit, mate. It's like a grizzly bear who's afraid of fish. It would be easier for me to tell you what doesn't scare me. Daffodils, for one. Wait. Yeah, daffodils. So, here's what I'll do. I'm gonna give you three things off the top of my head that scare me the most. Now, I trust you with this information, so please don't use it against me. I'm your cowardly host, Eddie, and you are currently listening to the What Ed Has Said podcast, spooky edition, because we are indeed in the month of October. Thus, this episode here about my biggest fears. With that out of the way, let's dive right in. The first thing that comes to mind has to be riding on the passenger seat of a car. I find myself being constantly on the lookout for any signs of danger. It's such an everyday thing, but I just can't help but feel a little ring of anxiety knowing that at any minute, one false move can send me 6 feet under. All that would be left of me would be stretched 50 feet across the pavement. I find it hard to believe that I'll ever be carpooling with any friends, and some of you may feel relieved to hear that. Bunch of selfish jerks, man. I don't want to walk. It's not like I have to walk anyway. Never mind. The second thing that frightens me the most has to be to interact with complete strangers. I won't resort to it unless it's completely necessary. I won't ask any department store employees to help me find a specific thing. I won't even talk to the person next to me on a bus ride. And I sure as hell am not gonna talk to any cute girl in any situation. Doesn't matter if we have a project to do or if, you know, we're stuck in an elevator for an hour, I'm not gonna talk to them. My mind automatically jumps to an end of the world scenario. That old lady sitting across from me is a racist, waiting to drop a slur on me if I ask her for the time. That cute girl at the Petco is waiting to roast the hell out of my haircut, and that department store employee doesn't actually work there, and just happens to be wearing the same colors. Whatever it may be. The final thing on my list would have to be the most terrifying thing to ever exist. Oh, that's right. I'm talking about public dancing. There is actually a phobia for this exact thing. It's called chorophobia, or chorophobia. But I'm just gonna call it chorophobia, because that sounds a lot better. It usually stems from a fear of crowds, i.e. me. And this is probably one of the reasons why I'm staying the hell away from homecoming. While I know that dancing isn't enforced, it certainly is encouraged. Encouragement may as well be enforcement to a guy like me. Now, I could sit and talk to you about all these awkward situations I've been in where I was forced to dance, and I will. I'm going a little bit off the script here because I kind of want these things to come out of my head. You know, keep it organic. So let me think. I remember back in 7th grade, I took a class that was three things in one, right? Pretty interesting. I think it was art, creative writing, and dance. And I signed up for the art portion, even though what they were teaching was basically everything that I already learned about because of YouTube. So I was forced to dance before I ever got to pick up a pencil. And let me tell you, it didn't really do very well for my self-esteem. Now, I've seen movies where they have like these big people dancing and, you know, they're really good at it. But let me say one thing here. I was never made to dance. At all. It's just something that I should never, ever do. I'll probably not even dance at my own brother's wedding. For all I care. I mean, screw that. Really, honestly, I'm being completely honest with you here. the day you see me dancing is the day that the world is going to end. At least for me, anyway. So, let me just move on, okay? Well, that was the last thing on our list. Looks like I've got a pretty short little podcast. I mean, this is just a little distractment, you know, like, distractment? No. It's a little distraction. Yeah, that's right. Because I just didn't feel like, you know, reading the rest of the story, you know? I mean, I've read it 5 times over at this point. It's just, you know, it's a little boring. I gotta pick a shorter story to tell. But anyway, I hoped you enjoyed this little distraction, because I sure as hell did. Anytime I get to sit down and talk to you folk is a really good time, trust me. And to those of you interested in finding out what happens next in Slum, the story I'm currently in the middle of telling, then you'll just have to wait a bit longer. Or you could just look it up and read it, but I mean, where's the fun in that? As always, I'm your timid host, Eddie, and I will, hopefully, talk to you again. Be safe, and have lots of fun at homecoming. Goodbye.